Oh man, good morning, good morning, or good afternoon, depending on when y'all are listening. It seems like anything that can hit the fan has hit the fan lately. I mean, my head, it wants to spin completely off. I swear that no matter what I do, it seems like I'm taking one step forward and getting kicked 15, 20, 30 steps back. And it's the worst feeling in the world. I mean, I know that we're kind of coming to a close with this whole lockdown and COVID and all of that, but it still has a huge effect on people. I mean, seriously, come on, man. You know, it just, people need to understand that, hey, this is a pain in the ass. Yes. But you know what? It's something that has to be done. You have to be willing to get it together, keep it together the whole nine, because you know, if you don't, you're gonna lose your shit. For me, it's been lately seeing people taking such reckless care of other people's mental health. I mean, come on, man. Mental health is serious. It's nothing to laugh about. It's nothing to joke about. Yet I see so many people that just think it's the funniest thing ever. And when it comes to being family, that makes shit even worse. But we'll be right back. All right, guys. No energy, low energy, struggling to make ends meet. Got a solution for you. It is Lucky Hoola. Lavelle.com. Again, luckyhoola. LE-VEL.com. Man, and we are back. Perfect example. I was scrolling through Facebook on the break and seeing things like I wanted to kill myself, and all you could do was yell about dirty dishes. Man, we got to pay more attention to what is going on. I mean, come on. If you sit there and you feel as if you're going to explode, or you feel like you want to end it, you need to come talk to me. I am so serious about that. If you ever feel like, hey, you know what, this is too much, I can't handle it, you need to let me know. Because I never, ever want to hear about anybody. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're friend, family, fan, it does not matter. I would rather be celebrating the fact that you were able to pull yourself out of a bad spot than having to go and mourn you at your funeral. And I am so beyond serious with that because you know what? It is so painful. Losing somebody, no matter how or why you lose them, is one of the worst things ever. And I would never, ever wish that on anybody at all because you know what? It sucks. It's not worth it. It's not anything that anybody needs to deal with. I mean, I get it. Natural causes, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But if you are wanting to just end it just because, you need to talk to somebody. I am so, like, I cannot stress this enough. I've had my moments. I can promise you, I've had my moments that it was too much. I didn't want to do it. I wanted it to be done. I wanted it to be over with. But at the same time, I also suffer from what they call CPTSD, which is a bit more complicated than PTSD, but same basic principle. And for me, like I said, I've had days that it's too much for me. I isolate myself. I don't want to deal with anybody or talk to anybody or do anything. But day after day, year after year, I pull myself out of it. I keep up with everything that's going on. I make sure to push through because, you know, yeah, it sucks getting overwhelmed, not feeling like you've got help or that you can do it is potentially the worst feeling in the world. And again, I don't wish that on anybody. I don't want anybody to have to feel like that or to go through it. But if you don't reach out, how are we supposed to know that you need help? You got to connect with us. You've got to tell us what's going on. If it's not me, if it's not family, find somebody that is willing to talk to you, not judge you. And make sure that you use that person. If you can't find that in a friend or a family member, seek help. I mean, it sucks. The stigma behind mental health is bullshit, but get the help, guys. But I'm going to make this episode short because this is definitely a touchy subject and I myself kind of have to cool my jets a bit. So until next time.